liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
Kenny.
Oh, hi, Kyle. How you doing?
It's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
It is December 20th, 2016, coming up here on the end of the year. Who would have thought?
Wow. Finally. Time. I mean, let's get it out of here, please.
2016?
Let's get the numbers 2 and 0 and 1 and especially that 6. Let's get it out of here.
What? Okay.
I was thinking yesterday.
Oh, there it is. There's the rest of it.
Wow. Did we run over it?
No, So I watched it here. It paused at 0.47 seconds into the scream and just froze. And then it continued. I didn't touch anything. What just happened?
Well, those are the best kind of little happenstances. When we don't plan it.
What?
Okay, so wait, everything's pausing at 0.47 seconds?
No.
Okay, good.
I feel like that could maybe be the start of, in 2017, if we just want to start talking about a few new things that'll happen next year. All ambulances and emergency personnel will be escorted by said Kenny Scream.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea. It's a really good idea.
No, it's not.
It's a fantastic idea. How was your weekend? Oh, boy. Hey, we're back here for another program of Morning Show.
Morning Show. I saw a movie.
Another? Hold on. Did you see Rogue 2? Because that's not out yet.
No, I saw Moana. Moana, the Disney film.
I did not know that was still in theaters, and I'm not going to make any jokes at all.
Okay, good. I also was glad that it was still in theaters because I wanted to see it. I heard really good things about it. Mm-hmm. We went to the theater closest to us, different than the one we went to for Rogue One.
Is this the one that you got the free tickets from? You need to bring that's the only thing even that I know about your movie going experience.
No. The one that I saw Rogue One in, that was an IMAX theater. That's the one that I got free tickets from seeing Doctor Strange back in the past. So
got it.
This theater that we went to for as long as I can remember, Kyle, just drink the coffee. I can see it at your lips. Drink the coffee. This theater that we went to, for as long as I can remember, they were just general admission. You buy a ticket and then you file in like a regular theater. But now the trend, like I was talking to you earlier, the trend is to have the reclining seats. You pick your seat, you reserve it. You don't have to wait in lines. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get there early to get a good seat. You just have a seat. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that was the case. Oh. We show up about... We showed up about 15 minutes before the movie was going to start, and all the tickets were sold out for this one, for Moana. And I thought, on the weekend of Star Wars, a different Disney film is sold out. How is that possible? I didn't understand.
Adults go one way and the kids go another.
Now, I did understand when we got tickets for later in the evening and came back that evening and the theater that had originally been maybe, I don't know, 80 seats was now down to about 20. And that's why it's sold out, because it got condensed into lots of recline, or sorry, a small amount of reclining seats.
Just really comfortable.
Not really, actually.
The
angle that we were at, we were too high, so that when we reclined,
yeah,
it was like I had to look through my feet. So that's not, it wasn't good. I mean, it was a good movie. It was a great movie, actually. But the movie going experience, not as enjoyable as if we had just sat in regular seats.
So this is all, I mean, this is really just justification for my original view of, I just sit my butt at home and I watch these things when they come out on VHS.
VHS?
Yes. I don't, especially Disney movies, because those barely get released on DVD these days, right? They're in the vault. They're in the Disney vault. That's how that works,
right?
They go
from the theater to the vault, and then 25 years later, they come out.
Bingo. That's exactly.
On VHS.
That's exactly what happens. So I just don't think the questions that you have when you go to a theater on whether or not you're going to get a seat, whether or not it's going to be comfortable, whether or not you'll be able to see your feet. All of those are not worth it. Not worth that huge price tag to not only get into the theater, but also to supplement your snacks for that time. Did you have popcorn while you watched Moana?
No, I had popcorn while I watched the trailers for Moana, and then I ran out before the movie started. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty bad.
I agree. It was pretty bad.
What size popcorn did you?
It was. I shared a medium. I ate all of it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well.
There you go. Actually, I sent something to you. I put it in the chat there. Hopefully it works. Hopefully it's the one I'm thinking of too.
Yeah. Just doesn't have any sound. That's cool.
Oh, what?
That's fun. That's really fun. It's fine. We don't need that. Please describe the YouTube video you sent me.
No, what I wanted to send you was the opening to like all the Disney films on VHS back in the 90s when it was the blue screen. And then it shows the star going over the castle, goes, whoa. Well, let's see, how did it go? I started the first note. Yeah, like that's the one.
Yeah, there you go.
Bah, 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 bah. That's the one. Oh, just combine them all together.
I have all these. That's probably the best.
See, Disney.
That is probably the best one I've got here. I also have a few more.
Logo?
From a new RoboKenny, a few other ones.
Disney, VHS is the one I want.
So hopefully we don't spend the rest of this episode searching YouTube. I've got some news stories for you.
Okay, well, before you hit the news stories, Kyle, play this one because I found it.
Play which one you found. You found the found one. Just cut all this out. All this
is it playing?
Yeah, it's about to play. Yeah. Okay.
You get that?
Yeah. Oh, and this one.
And now you're about to watch Goofy movie.
And now you know how it feels.
Now you know how it feels.
Feels. are today's headlines?
Actually, they're they're going to be the headlines from a while ago. Why? Well, mostly because, mostly because I've got a backlog here in my Feedly.com things tagged for morning show that I wanted to get to over the last couple of weeks. And now I've got a chance. So.
So it's not topical is what you're saying.
No, not at all. Hey, Kenny, Apple has added hundreds of new and redesigned emojis to iOS 10.2.
We talked about this when they put it on the beta, though. And we talked about how the taco and the burrito are
a dog,
like blasphemous.
Oh,
is this a burrito or a dog?
I don't know. It's an emoji.
Yeah,
but the link. Okay, great. The link I will put into the show notes, which we also need to have a discussion about, is Apple. Apple's own newsroom, and they include a collection of these extra large jumbo emoji 320 by 320 that I can now send to you if I feel like it. So here you go. I'm sending you an emoji, but it's super gigantic. And processing the upload file.
What?
It's a barf.
Wow. Wait, hold on. Oh, because it's a JPEG.
It's huge.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of enormous. Let's see.
I've got another one for you.
If I were to send download it. 250K.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I'm going to send you bacon.
Bacon. I have to sneeze. Ah. Okay.
Did you pull your groin?
No.
Good.
My eyes are watering.
I'm glad. So... these emoji are not ones that I get to see being on the enemy platform. How frequently are you using the barf?
I don't use any emoji.
Please say daily.
Well, I use my barf, but I don't use the barf.
Ah, you just don't. You just actually take pictures of your own barf.
I'm going to take a look here. Hold on. Let me send a message.
The one that seems to be causing the most stink. Sending it to you right now, and that is not a pun, is the lying face emoji that has a very long nose.
The Pinocchio face.
That pokes out of the side of the actual emoji face. That seems to be the one that people are taking the most issue with presently. There's also a croissant.
A croissant?
Mm-hmm. And
where's the nose face and thing?
An angry shark. These are all in 10.2. Hold on.
I'm in the wrong thing there.
Look at that shark. Look at that shark. Big beady eye.
Oh, why don't I
shark.
Have
small crazy. Teeth? Not very many teeth. Hey, so instead of going one by one here and explaining what is on each emoji, overall you're happy with this release?
I really couldn't care less. Although I do like that they have
not care less,
a bunch of, sorry, could not care less.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they made it so that they're larger images. I guess that helps.
More detailed.
I mean, it really just makes the emojis gigantic when you are sending them in iMessage.
Right.
So... where's, all right, so I'm looking for, how do I add the emoji? Emoji. Emoji, there it is. I just skipped over it. I was adding it to my iOS. Yeah, I thought they were changing the peach back.
They did. This is that brand new fuzzy peach for you.
Oh, that's right. They combined the two.
That's right. Ye old peach shape with the nice new stylings. Of the there extra large 320 pixel emojis.
Oh my gosh. Did you see that they added a clown?
No.
Like
I said, I cannot see the majority of these, if not all of them, because I am not on iOS. So there's
an eyeball.
There we go. Cool. Hey, another news story for you. Soft robot hands are coming for Garko. soon, hopefully.
Good. Finally. I wanted to high-five him, but every time it's been a rough high-five.
Right. It's just full-on boom.
Oh!
There goes your hand. It's gone.
It's gone.
completely gone. Well, with the advent of soft robot hands, Kenny, you shouldn't have a problem anymore. Researchers at Cornell University published a paper last week that details progress in making a mechanical hand that is much closer to mimicking humans' sense of touch. They have dubbed it, quote-unquote, GentleBot.
No. That can be used for other things.
Hi. Oh, true.
Hi, I'm GentleBot. I'm RoughBot.
Where's it? Where's the real angry bot?
That insinuates that every other robot up to the GentleBot basically has been angry and rough throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And now really, GentleBot is, I am GentleBot.
Yeah, I am the coarse, one. Kind of just really abrasive bot. Like, why?
A bot abrasive.
Nope. So what they're using here to determine whether or not this robot is soft enough is whether or not it's capable of determining which of three tomatoes is the ripest.
Is it correct?
Yes, it is correct. It uses, what are called stretchy optical waveguides that have LEDs built into them. If you can imagine your hand. Now, I've got a story about my hand from the weekend, but
yeah,
if you can imagine.
I'm surprised you haven't told that one yet.
Yeah, true. if you can imagine your hand, you got it. Okay, I see it.
Got it right here.
Now your fingers are balloons.
Whoa!
I was waiting for something, anything. No, they're not helium balloons. They're just balloons filled with air. Not that kind of balloon.
I was in a bathroom.
They're regular. Yes, you are. They're still stuck in that bathroom. They're regular balloons, but you shine a bunch of light into them. And then as you grip things, the amount of light that gets reflected back into these waveguides, these optical waveguides, changes as you grip things. And it knows kind of like, nerves or synapses. Yeah, like, oh, okay, whoa, that's way too much.
Yeah.
And then you let go of
that's
the really
too
ripe
little
tomato.
Light coming through.
Pretty much. So I wanted to know, I mean, are robots even better than you now at determining whether or not a tomato is ripe?
I really want to see the test, though, with the ripeness tomato deal. Mm-hmm. The three tomatoes that they're testing. Like, one is green, basically. The next one is a perfectly ripe tomato. And the last one is this, like, dark red-hued, rotten piece of garbage.
Or it's
that,
just...
that they put into the robot's hand, and it just melts into their hand.
Yeah.
And the sparks are flying... It's too, clearly not this one. This ripe. Is disgusting.
Overly ripe.
Right.
I've got a real aversion.
That'll really skew the results.
Sure.
I think.
Well, one is green, like you mentioned, yes.
Actually, it would be really funny if they used only one tomato and the other one was like a cucumber. And then they put, that's a kitten.
Yes.
Which is most ripe?
Cucumbers and kittens. Mm-hmm. No, one, indeed, Kenny, one is green. That's the first. The middle one is, it looks a bit smaller, but it is fully ripe. It does look like that. And the third one is ketchup.
Totally processed. This is the end of the tomato. All right. I like it.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Now, Kyle, tell me about your ketchup over the weekend.
Before
we move on to another story.
Oh, boy.
We're going to pause here. Do you like my segue? That's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's a little difficult to search for things today, mainly because the tip of my finger is gone. Not the whole tip, just the tip.
Kyle.
It's not just the finger part. It was, I cut off the tip of my finger. I posted this on Twitter. Not a photo. Are you queasy? Are you starting to get queasy?
Roasted peaches, flambéed in rum.
Kind of like that. That's what it felt like.
Roasted peaches, flambéed in rum.
Yeah, that's a little what it felt like once I sliced the tip of my nail off.
Oh,
and it ended up in my garlic, and I had to search through it, rifle through that garlic to try and find it. I couldn't. My wife was not able to discern which was a fingertip and which was garlic. So I had to go back in there myself and decide which parts would not make it into the final dish.
No, Kyle.
That is exactly what happened.
No, as soon as your fingertip falls into anything, you toss it away.
It sliced directly down, just like I was cutting into.
No, I understand.
The garlic itself.
I understand.
But right when it got cut, I feel like we need a little. Okay, this is a little carefree. Hey, right when my finger got cut, I ran away.
Yeah, that's what I would have done too.
Intense pain. It hurt so much.
You cut through a nerve, Kyle.
There was blood everywhere, and it just did not feel good at all.
Of course not. Did you pass out?
No, I didn't.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm okay. It still hurts though, like to touch things.
Did you do anything to it?
No, just a bandage. It took about it took a while for it to get all not bleedy. Like
you should have gone to the doctor. Kyle.
I think I'm okay. I think listeners, no. You tell me if I'm okay. I think I'm okay.
I think everything
is fine. Everything's gonna be okay.
No, I got your text message over the weekend.
Yeah, but I sent a photo. You saw the extent of the damage. It is very minor. Very, very, very minor.
If it still hurts today, though, Kyle, that means you have to go to the doctor.
No.
That happened 2 days ago.
Well, wait. I don't think so. I mean, I think it'll be all right.
It's not going to grow back. That's
for
sure.
Yeah, no, it'll grow back.
No.
Yeah.
How much of it? Like, so much that you couldn't use the fingerprint sensor on your phone?
Nope. I can still use that. It's not that. No. It's not that side. See, okay. I can actually show you. Want me to take the Band-Aid off?
No. Don't take it off. Band-Aid off. I'm gonna turn off your video.
I'm gonna
look at your video. I'm looking at my video now. You can't show me.
Okay. Let me tell you about something a little less gross.
Thank you.
Google Fi. I've got that. Mm-hmm. They've got a referral program now that gives you $20 if you get somebody else to sign up. So I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for anyone who has not signed up for this yet. If you keep it for 30 days, I get $20 and you get $20.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's the good kind of referral program.
Yeah. Yeah.
It rewards both parties.
Yeah. Not the kind of referral that you used to get in class. Where it was, you know, like, oh, you got something bad. Because that word, that was such a terrible word.
Can I let you in on how that word has transformed in my life over the past half a year?
Yeah.
So my wife is a teacher, a middle school teacher now. And she tells me stories of her goings on in the class. And she talks about having to send kids out with a referral. And when the first time that she said that word, I had the same like visceral reaction that you did. Like I shuddered. I'm like, referral. And she kept explaining it to me. And now she's used so many referrals and she's told me about so many of those stories that I don't care. You could say referral. I don't care anymore. It doesn't have the same effect on me.
I'm wired for the next 3 years.
You're wired.
Then again, I haven't been in a school with referrals for over 10 years.
True. I hear the
I never got a referral.
Okay. Now we're gonna go here.
Yeah. Did you ever get a referral, Kyle?
I don't wanna talk about it.
Oh, Kyle got in trouble.
Hey, I do want to tell you though.
What did you do? No, you have to tell. What did you do to get a referral?
I'm not
going to
tell you what I did. No.
To go to the assistant principal's office.
Why would you ever know? What kind of time would an assistant principal have to be able to talk to a student?
Kyle, what else are they going to do during the day?
That's true.
I'm the principal. I'm the assistant principal. I just assist and stuff.
Call me number one.
What did you do?
No, I never got a referral.
Liar.
No, I know. I never did. Never did.
Pants on fire.
Ba 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 dar go haka taka.
I'm going to give you a referral right now.
So, I'm going to tell you about our friends over at FeedPress. Kenny, real quick, FeedPress is made for bloggers and podcasters just like you. Just like you. If you need analytics and hosting, they are the platform that provides you with the right tools to make your job easier so you can get back to looking at the writing on that coffee cup, taking a sip. FeedPress is a delightfully intuitive RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform with accurate analytics for RSS feeds and email newsletters. Bloggers and podcasters, tap into your RSS subscriber, geolocation, podcast download, and link tracking metrics, which comes standard on all plans. And if you do go for the podcast plan, which has the hosting for your podcast files, which is what we use here, you'll get 400 megabytes of file storage that's unmetered. That means unlimited downloads of that 400 megabytes of storage. It's a whole boatload of shows. If you put out a whole bunch of 1 minute shows, that's a lot of episodes. Feel like maybe that's our format. That's something kind of unexplored in our space. Something maybe we should do. You seem completely uninterested. This means that you won't have to worry about running out of storage for long episodes or getting dinged for the sudden spike in download traffic when your podcast becomes an overnight success as we know it will. Unlike this show. Hey, they also have valet migration. That means FeedPress offers automatic feed burner migrations so you can make the transition to their service with ease. Your feeds, subscriber data, all of that will be moved over to your FeedPress account with ease. So do us a favor. Try them out. Feed.press/morningshow, 14-day trial, commitment free, and you can start that today. Be sure to use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off. Your first year, a huge thanks to FeedPress for their support of the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. And I'm ready to play a quick sound to get us out of talking about fingers. That's not the one I wanted. Ba-ba-da-ba. Sennheiser HD 380 Pros.
That's the one I have. That's why I said 380.
Shoot.
Are they? Wait. Yeah, the 380s.
Okay.
They're so comfortable.
That's what I want. That's what you can see. You can see
they have the best range. Oh, they fit. Well, yeah, how far? They fit over the Roderick ear.
Why? Why? Why do you have your headphones away from your head? Why? What does the range matter?
No. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kyle, before mm-hmm. we move on, let's play a little Tuesday trivia mm-hmm. here.
Mm-hmm. I'm super ready.
All right. This is a little quiz. Can you guess what year these Christmas movies came out? So I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna give you multiple choice of when these. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to give you multiple choice. I'm going to see if you can guess them
straight away. Yeah, let's do it.
And then I might let you, you know, I might steer you in the right direction here. Mm-hmm. All right. Number one.
Wait. Let's try this. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Kyle. What year was Home Alone released?
1992.
No. 90.
Ah, okay, close.
The second one was 92.
What kind of points do I get for being close?
None. All right. I'll give you more answers here. That one I thought you would have gotten.
Why? Right. What?
Number two, what year was A Christmas Story released? Was it 83, 89, 91, or 96?
83?
That's correct. All right, this next one. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What year was that? 48, 55, 64, or 70?
64.
That's correct. That's exactly correct. Very good job. All right, this next one. Elf. I guess you could call Elf a classic now.
It's on Netflix now. It's on Netflix. Yeah. So
97, 2000, 03, or 06?
03.
That's correct. You're good at these, Kyle. What year was Frosty the Snowman released?
Ew.
69, 73, 76, or 80?
Let's go 76. It's got a funky, kind of angry vibe.
Yeah, definitely not. It's 1969. The Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the cartoon. Was it 62, 66, 69, or 75?
66.
That's correct. That's what I would have picked. Oh, here we go. Another classic. This would have had the Disney opening. The Santa Claus. 94, 96, 99, or 2001?
96.
96 is incorrect. It's 1994.
Are you kidding? What?
I'm not kidding.
Is that the one? That's the one where
Tim Allen. That sure. Yeah. He never makes that sound, I think. Yeah. Tim Allen was never actually doing a different sound. He was just kind of like horking up something else.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown Christmas. 61, 65, 69, or 73.
Charlie Brown. I would say 73.
Incorrect. It's 65. Oh, man. And two more here.
Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life. 32, 37, 42, or 46.
What a wonderful life.
I don't think that is absolutely not how it goes. Let's go 46.
46, so the latest date. That is correct, Kyle. And last, but definitely not least,
Baby's
Christmas
Day
Vacation.
Out.
Oh, no.
86.
86, incorrect. It's 89.
Shoot! It was either the year I was born or the year you were born. How did I get that wrong?
I know, right? Kimmy and I just watched that.
Wait.
Christmas Vacation.
Why did you? No, you do not. I'm going to kick you out of our family. You do not watch that movie before Christmas. How dare you? How dare you?
When are we going to watch it? When else are we going to watch it?
One of the days. One.
Nope. Nope.
Yes. One of the days, maybe.
Kyle, do you watch HGTV?
I think my TV's HD.
No, HGTV. Do you watch that channel a lot?
Hello, Governor.
Kyle.
Television.
Answer the question.
Vehicles.
No, answer the question.
Sometimes.
All right, then never mind. I was going to play a quiz with you, but...
Okay, no, I do. I mean, a watch. I just don't know. Is that the one where they have the Battle of the Grandmas?
This is a quiz called, if you get a perfect score on this quiz, you're an HGTV scholar.
No, absolutely okay, not. That's
then let's not play that one.
No, that is 100% not happening.
Okay.
Speaking of the home, though, I've got a bit of news here for you. Philips... They've got an indoor grill It says it's as close as apartment dwellers will get to the real thing. It's $200, and it uses two infrared burners.
Send a link, por favor.
Copy the link. Sending the link to you.
Because I want this. Oh, wait, what?
So you can burn peppers. You can put a steak on it. It'll get up to 446 degrees. Very precise. It's okay. It's fine.
Okay.
You can sear meat. $200. Would you buy
Actually,
it?
Actually, it's more than that now.
It's more than $200 now.
Because this is from last week.
You're welcome.
It was a deal
$280 off. $279.95. That's only 7% off of the normal $299.99 price.
So
you can buy a grill bundle for $500.
Why is Philips putting this out? Is it a smart grill? Can I just turn it on with my Google Home?
No.
Or my Alexa?
I didn't want to.
No, don't do that, Kyle. Shame on you.
Alexa, turn off all the lights. Alexa.
No, Kyle, don't. No, Alexa, no, I have to interrupt you. No, don't do that.
Alexa.
I'm saving our listeners. Don't do that.
Alexa, that's rude. Order me a pie, please.
No,
right
don't
now.
Bake pies. No, no. Unless it's a home run pie. And those are
Alexa,
the best.
Alexa, order me a pallet of home run pies. Chocolate flavored. No coconuts.
Boo.
Oh no! I don't. Oh no! Hold on! It heard me from the closet. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. I don't know what happened. It just added something to my. I have to go. Hold on a second. I need to
pausing.
I need to go check what just happened. Give me a second.
Kyle thought he was being so funny, but now he's going to get a pallet of home run pies. All right, I'm going to play this, take this short SAT test because why not? All right. The novelty of this comfortable work from home life, however, soon got worn off quickly.
So I don't know what happened, but it did hear me. It did do something to my account. So I'm gonna have to check what just happened here by going to. It thinks I set a timer for 8 minutes. No, I don't. No. Did it add something to my list? Maybe shopping and to do list. Fish sauce funnel.
Fish sauce.
No, mm-mm. So everything's okay. I think everything is okay. A-okay. Kenny, do you want to buy this grill?
No, that's too expensive. This is, what do I get out of this that I can't get in other grills? And why is it Philips? Why is Philips making food preparation devices?
It is an infrared grill that does not use any gas or charcoal. Gives you the same grill marks, but you can use it indoors. That is the sell on this.
Okay.
So you don't want it. Hey, great. Next news story.
Actually, that sounds kind of cool, I guess. But here's the caveat. When you're grilling the stuff on it,
mm-hmm.
I would be afraid of dripping and getting grease or vegetable juice.
Yeah.
Inside the mechanisms here because it's like open face with the grills. And it's electric. So any sort of fluids that are around it, I would get really afraid. And I don't cook very cleanly. I kind of just slop a steak, just like a slab of bloody meat just kind of flops onto the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Only flip once.
Right. That's not a good rule. Just saying.
That is a good rule. Wait, uh-oh. Hold on.
I guess you've set the house on fire. Here comes the fire department.
Wait a second.
Do
Do you flip more than once, Kyle?
Don't do that. Like in bed? What are we talking about?
No, when you take a dive off a diving board, do you flip more than once?
Yes, I have to.
Of course.
It's got to keep the momentum.
40 flips or nothing.
Speaking of flips, a creative kid, this is on laughingsquid.com, a creative kid, they say, uses a Hot Wheels track set with motorized boosters to pull out his tooth.
Ooh.
I wanted to know how much this would make you cringe. Let me just share this link with you. Copy. You don't have to watch it because I could not bring myself to watch it, but you can see the Hot Wheels track that this fine gentleman has. It is the one that once it goes through that little home base area, it speeds up the regular Hot Wheels cars, which are just made of metal and plastic,
right?
Speeds them up right out the gate. And then it shoots up these different little loops, right? You have seen this before. You totally
froze. I'm watching it right now.
Okay.
No, all right. That's me. That's me.
You were
watching in enraptured. Oh, it's not. It's nothing. It's a child. And he's happy when the tooth falls out. Come on. I've watched one where it wasn't a baby. It was a full grown teenager. Without okay. baby teeth, with uh-huh. a real tooth. He lost a bet and his friend was able to pull out a tooth. Maybe it was a baby tooth. I didn't really pay attention. But the way that they did it was they tied floss around a football and then the other end of the floss around his tooth. And his friend was, I guess, a quarterback. No, and he tossed the football and it pulled out the dude's tooth. Yes. That's the way to do it.
I hate that so much.
Let me see if I can find that, actually.
I hate that so much. Because
I want you to watch it. That's a YouTube football tooth. let's see what happens when I type in football tooth.
No, I don't think I'm going to watch any of those videos. Yeah,
there we go.
You found it, didn't you? I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to make our listeners listen to it. I'm not going to watch it. I am going to talk about something that is almost as painful right now to watch happen in San Francisco. Uber will not stop trying to put self-driving cars in San Francisco.
So I thought I may have read something about this where Uber's doing it with basically without permits, right? That's kind of the thing. They're just thinking like, oh, we can just do it because we're crazy and we're Uber. We're Uber crazy. But if they were to simply apply for a permit to do something like this in San Francisco, that's all it is. And it's like a $150 permit. Like, that's it. So rather than getting publicly shamed by everybody for doing something illegal in San Francisco, they are instead, or that's what they're doing. And they could instead get a permit and then do so legally.
But they refuse to simply because the rules that they believe surrounding this permit do not apply to the way that they are managing their vehicles throughout this self-driving car process. That is the reason why.
So the permit wouldn't even apply to them, is what you're saying. But in San Francisco's eyes, maybe it will. Oh, geez. So I'm watching the video right now. Bless you. Sorry. There's a lot of silence here because I'm enraptured by this one too. Okay, wait. I'm gonna freeze it here.
I think I just
send it to Kyle.
I think I just burst my eardrum.
Yeah, by sneezing?
Oh.
Let's see if I can post that in there and you can watch it, please, Kyle.
I'm not gonna watch that.
All right, well, that's just there for you later.
I see what's happening here. It was a World Series bet with the Cubs.
Right. So if the Cubs lost, he wouldn't have to do it, but the Cubs won, and it means that he is then required to pull out said tooth.
Okay.
Aha! I would never make a bet like that. Would you make a bet like that?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Hey, Kyle, cut off the end of your fingertip if you are happy to see me.
No.
Yeah, I just tied a piece of floss to the end of my fingertip and then stuck it onto a moving car and it drove away.
Now, I kind of wanted to go back to that story just really quick.
Hot Wheels.
You did, when you posted it on Twitter, you tagged the maker of the knife?
Yes.
What purpose was that for? To say, look how clean it was.
Yes. Yeah, I was hoping for like a sorry, or like, hey, we don't have control over our knives and you signed the EULA, so shove off. But mostly it was
the EULA.
My knife doesn't need an end user license agreement.
Right?
But the main reason I tagged and wrote about it on Twitter was because I do thoroughly enjoy the knife I got. It was a Kickstarter project. They machined them by trying to create ones that were knives like professional chef people use.
I think we talked about this on the show. I think you sent it to me and we were thinking, oh, this is really cool.
Maybe. I might have. I don't remember. we've had too many stinking episodes and I can't keep track anymore.
That's true.
At all.
Stinking episodes.
Stinking. I'm pretty stinking right now.
Gross.
Speaking of stinking, are you tired enough that you're willing to sleep on cardboard?
No.
Well, then this isn't for you. You were unsure. You were not that sure about the infrared grill, and maybe you would have put your face on that, but maybe you'll put your face on the Power Siesta. It's a foldable piece of cardboard that you can take on a plane for sleeping.
What? What? What?
I'm going to copy the image address.
What?
Take it to Slack and paste it so that, ouch, you can see.
That is a very poor way of... That is bad posture there, I gotta say. You are gonna hurt your back if you do this.
Have you ever fallen asleep with a smile on your face?
No.
No, me either.
Have you ever fallen asleep with a frown on your face like the kid's Always. Mom in this picture?
Every single night. Every...
Fallen asleep.
Yeah. Gosh, why did I have to take this child with me on this plane? It's not even mine. I don't even know who this person is. They just look like a smaller version of me, but that doesn't count. That's not how this works.
This wouldn't work, by the way. This cardboard deal... I don't know how they set it up, but I would totally bend the cardboard in about a minute of sleeping on it
with your big fat melon that you have on top of your neck.
I would be resting my face down on the cardboard here,
uh-huh.
And I would just try to adjust a little bit, and it would collapse in on like just like one of the edges. Just
well, I've got to say I'm quite the prolific drooler. So for something,
you would
something,
saturate the cardboard.
I would absolutely right inside the like fluting of the cardboard itself. that drool would get straight up in there and the saliva with all its enzymes and good bits would end up just collapsing. And my face would go straight into whatever remnants are left. Flat onto that tray table.
Well, let's just explain it for the listeners really quick before we shove off of this one.
Please.
It's a picture of a girl and her mom sitting in airline seats, I guess. I'm assuming that they have their tray tables out and this cardboard contraption, it just sits about a foot up. No, it's not sitting on a tray table. They have their arms out. So you have to have your arms in front of you, kind of down here. And then the cardboard sits on your arms, and then their face sits on the cardboard. This is dumb. This is so dumb. It's like a pedestal for your face while you're on an airplane, and you have to face into the aisle because you got to, you know, keep an eye on your stuff.
You have to look one way. Yeah,
exactly.
You can't look straight down.
No, you can't. So this is not sleeping.
If this was in the seat pocket in front of you when you got on the plane, would you put it together and lay on it?
You know, I would put it together, but what I would do is I would I would prop it up against like the side of the airplane and I would use it sideways. So I'd put it on the side and I would just lean my head against. So I'm not leaning on the fuselage of the plane, but I'm leaning on the cardboard next, like propped into the window cavity.
And it's vibrating still. That's
And that just shakes me to sleep.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Like a white noise machine for
that's right.
Your whole body.
All right. Hey, do we want to round out the show here with a little bit of Food Tuesday because we won't be here on Friday?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Let me see if I have any sort of segment for us to get us into that. I don't think I do.
Mm-mm. Oh, you don't? Let me see if I can find something.
It's time for Kyle and Kenny to shove something disgusting in their faces. Welcome to Food
Tuesday.
There you go. This is this. Okay. Send this to you. So there's a couple things here. Good. So we're going to intro this little segment with this video that I just sent you. It's not actually showing a preview, which is weird. Just click on the link.
Okay.
And we'll go with it.
That's it. I'm through. I'm not chasing that stupid ice cream anymore. I wouldn't eat that ice cream if it walked up and hit me right in the head. Ice cream. I got my ice cream. It's not a dream. What a team. Just me and my ice cream. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Hey. It doesn't look like ice cream. Doesn't smell like ice cream either.
You like that?
I don't even have to watch it. I just have to listen to it, and it's so funny to me. All right, so today, Kyle, I have astronaut ice cream in the foil.
There we go.
Freeze-dried, ready to eat vanilla ice cream within two chocolate wafers. This is an ice cream sandwich.
So is that not unlike the freeze-dried Dippin' Dots that we had way back when?
I still have them over here somewhere.
Try both. Try both at the same time if you see them in your vicinity. Because I had to throw those away. Kept trying to put them into coffee. It was muy, muy bad.
Muy, muy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I opened the package. You can see inside, it's wrapped in paper. Don't smell like anything in there. Okay. It looks like I'm eating an oatmeal cream pie. Oh, what? It's like, it's cut. That's weird. All right. You can cut it.
But it looks like Neapolitan ice cream. Yes?
No.
No, it doesn't. What does it look like? Vanilla. Just one. It's an ice cream sandwich.
That's what I said. Ice cream sandwich.
Oh. I'm used to seeing the freeze-dried ice cream as those three distinctly colored bars that are most definitely all the same flavor.
Right.
But, you know, just a big cube.
This is also falling apart quickly.
Why does it have a cracker in it? A biscuit?
Because it's a sandwich. All right, I'll just eat this little piece. Oh my gosh, it's so messy. I'm getting everywhere. All right, so it's this little piece, a little bit of cracker, a little bit of ice cream. Here we go. Ow. That did not taste like caca.
Really?
That tastes really good.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. The years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground.
You stopped chewing. I figured you would just continue eating to the fun music.
No, you need to play this one. If you're gonna play All Star, you need to play the one that I just sent you. While I continue. No, not that one.
Okay.
This one that I sent you.
The backwards one?
I continue to eat it.
Ah, okay. Please continue.
So this is without cracker. I ate this one.
Somebody. That's really good. I like that. Speaking of YouTube videos.
That doesn't taste bad. It tastes good.
Speaking of YouTube videos, I'm going to round out today with a link that I will just have to put in the show notes. And I don't know if it's still trending right now or not, or even still available. But IMAX, they accidentally uploaded the new Mummy trailer on their own IMAX YouTube account without any of the sound effects.
What?
It's just the music and the voiceover through the whole thing. And there's Tom Cruise flying around an airplane just going, so I highly recommend that.
Are you sure?
That you watch that.
Where is it?
It's somewhere.
All right, let's look it up.
I have to find it now.
IMAX, Mummy, save me, Mummy.
Yeah, it's been removed by the user. So
no, it hasn't.
That's no longer available, but the one that I was looking for, at least.
There it is. Just found it. Gotta play that one. Play it so we can hear it, Kyle.
Of course. Just cut all this out, please. Would you?
No. Yeah,
just edit it and just remove all this stuff. Why do nobody cares about us watching YouTube videos at all?
We're just listening to music at this point. I need cracker. The chocolate cracker in the ice cream sandwich is actually really good.
I'm surprised, though, that the cracker tastes good at all. Like, is it too really crunchy? Dry. Does it get like just dissolved in your mouth?
So here's the thing: in an ice cream sandwich, you know the two bits of chocolate that you know make it a sandwich. They're always kind of mushy.
Pan. This is November 4, 0, 9, 9.
What the hell?
That was a reused sound effect. We need to pull some sounds from this, Kyle.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I just did not have enough time. I saw this really, really late last night. I just did not have enough time to grab these sounds for us. Because this is just, it's a live show. It just happens live. But we don't.
Anyway,
we
don't, I was going to say, put it live. Ice cream sandwich, like cookie part.
Yeah.
If it were crunchy and you had the soft ice cream in the middle, I think that'd be better than a soft cookie. That's my thought.
So freeze-dried ice cream, soft cookie on the outside.
No.
Soft ice cream, freeze-dried cookie on the outside.
Yeah.
You can go for that. Reconstitute that that ice cream with
milk.
It's a good idea. It's a very safe idea. I'm okay with that.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Hey, what you should do over on the internet once you make it over there, or you're listening to this and you are on the internet right now perusing, you're probably on Twitter. You're probably doing something like that. Give us a follow. I am Dog Burps on Twitter, and Kenny is Pizza Robotics. He will he'll tell you when he eats pizza, and probably when it exits. That seems to be your MO. That's kind of all you do these days.
Well, that's why I get followers.
That's right. You should also go check out goodstuff.fm. That's where we've got some other great shows. The Non-Breaking Space Show. It's got a brand new episode out. The At You Two Podcast. I Guess We're Grownups Now. And Three Guys, Three Questions. They also have a new episode out. So go check that out today. No longer, Kenny, will we be posting anything to morningshow.am. Gone. Aww. Forever. The domain renewal was coming up, and I said, nope. I'm not going to pay $100 for renewing this domain this year. Nope, not going to happen. Especially having to post our notes in two places. I don't want to do that anymore. Of course not. So just go to goodstuff.fm. That's where we'll be from now on. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
I'm going to finish this thing.
Please don't.
I don't think I've ever finished any food on Food Friday.
Yeah. Except that time that you sat down and ate that entire bag of roulette Doritos. That was bad. That was really bad. Such a boring show. Good thing you skipped that one, listener. It was such a terrible show. Wow. I think this will be
gone.
It's gone. I can't believe you did that.
Yep.
This will be the last episode for the week. I think we'll be back before the end of the year, probably with another episode or dose. So until then, have a great holiday. We'll be back later. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a good holidays. Merry Christmas. And, you know...